we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, The Gift of Tongues, A Sign and a Mystery. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damalola Aregi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 to 2. Pursue love and be eager for the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. For the one speaking in a tongue does not speak to people, but to God, for no one understands. He is speaking mysteries by the Spirit. I have just read from the New English Translation. I recently watched a video on Instagram where a man mocked people speaking in tongues, claiming it was demonic and unscriptural. He insisted that tongues must always be known human languages, as seen in the book of Acts. But this view is not only incorrect, it misrepresents scripture entirely. If tongues were always supposed to be understood by listeners, then the gift of interpretation of tongues, see 1 Corinthians 12:10, would have no purpose. Scriptures like the one above, and others that emphasize interpreting tongues, clearly show that speaking in tongues is often a mystery spoken to God and not to men. What requires interpretation is public messages in tongues, not private prayer to God, who understands all languages. Have you noticed that many who speak out against the gift of tongues often do not operate in any of the spiritual gifts? They may have a form of godliness, but lack the supernatural power that accompanies true faith. They claim to be scripturally sound, yet deny the power the Bible so clearly emphasizes. But the signs Jesus said would follow believers, see Mark 16:17, are supernatural signs, not just theological correctness or eloquent speech. The true gospel is not merely a collection of well-crafted words. It is a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. See 1 Corinthians 2:4. Those who oppose spiritual gifts, including tongues, while walking in no demonstration of the Spirit's power, are presenting a distorted gospel, one that is not reflective of the early church or the message of Christ. Go into today remembering that the gift of tongues is not only a spiritual gift like the others, it is also a sign, see Mark 16:17, 1 Corinthians 14:22. Often it is a sign that accompanies the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Those who reject this gift frequently struggle to receive other gifts of the Spirit as well. Prayer. Lord, thank you for the gifts you give through the Holy Spirit. Help me walk in truth, love, and power. Fill me afresh and open my heart to receive all you have for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job chapters 15 to 16. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Job chapters 15 to 16.
Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied,
"Would the wise answer with empty notions or fill their bellies with the hot east wind? Would they argue with useless words, with speeches that have no value? But you even undermine piety and hinder devotion to God. Your sin prompts your mouth. You adopt the tongue of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, not mine. Your own lips testify against you. Are you the first man ever born? Were you brought forth before the hills? Do you listen in on God's counsel? Do you have a monopoly on wisdom? What do you know that we do not know? What insights do you have that we do not have? The gray-haired and the aged are on our side, men even older than your father. Are God's constellations not enough for you, words spoken gently to you? Why has your heart carried you away, and why do your eyes flash so that you vent your rage against God and pour out such words from your mouth? What are mortals that they could be pure, or those born of woman
that they could be righteous.
If God places no trust in his holy ones, if even the heavens are not pure in his eyes, how much less mortals who are vile and corrupt, who drink up evil like water? Listen to me, and I will explain to you. Let me tell you what I have seen, what the wise have declared, hiding nothing received from their ancestors, to whom alone the land was given when no foreigners moved among them. All their days the wicked suffer torment, the ruthless through all the years stored up for them. Terrifying sounds fill their ears. When all seems well, marauders attack them. They despair of escaping the realm of darkness. They are marked for the sword. They wander about for food like vultures. They know the day of darkness is at hand. Distress and anguish fill them with terror. Troubles overwhelm them like a king poised to attack. Because they shake their fists at God and vaunt themselves against the Almighty, defiantly charging against him with thick, strong shields. Though their faces are covered with fat and their waists bulge with flesh, they will inhabit ruined towns and houses where no one lives, houses crumbling to rubble. They will no longer be rich and their wealth will not endure. Nor will their possessions spread over the land. They will not escape the darkness. A flame will wither their shoots, and the breath of God's mouth will carry them away. Let them not deceive themselves by trusting what is worthless, for they will get nothing in return. Before their time, they will wither, and their branches will not flourish. They will be like a vine stripped of its unripe grapes, like an olive tree shedding its blossoms. For the company of the godless will be barren, and fire will consume the tents of those who love bribes. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. Their womb fashions deceit.
Then Job replied,
I have heard many things like these. You are miserable comforters, all of you. Your long-winded speeches never end. What ails you that you keep on arguing? I also could speak like you if you were in my place. I could make fine speeches against you and shake my head at you. But my mouth would encourage you. Comfort from my lips would bring you relief. Yet if I speak, my pain is not relieved, and if I refrain, it does not go away. Surely, God, you have worn me out. You have devastated my entire household. You have shriveled me up, and it has become a witness. My godliness rises up and testifies against me. God assails me and tears me in his anger and gnashes his teeth at me. My opponent fastens on me his piercing eyes. People open their mouths to jeer at me. They strike my cheek in scorn and unite together against me. God has turned me over to the ungodly and thrown me into the clutches of the wicked. All was well with me, but he shattered me. He seized me by the neck and crushed me. He has made me his target. His archers surround me. Without pity, he pierces my kidneys and spews my gall on the ground. Again and again he bursts upon me. He rushes at me like a warrior. I have sewed sackcloth over my skin and buried my brow in the dust. My face is red with weeping. Dark shadows ring my eyes. Yet my hands have been free of violence and my prayer is pure. Earth, do not cover my blood. May my cry never be laid to rest. Even now my witness is in heaven. My advocate is on high. My intercessor is my friend as my eyes pour out tears to God. On behalf of a human being, he pleads with God as one pleads for a friend. Only a few years will pass before I take the path of no return.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.